This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The devastation from Sunday's tsunami stretches from Indonesia to India. The raw numbers tell only part of this story, but those numbers are stunning enough. In just one country, Sri Lanka, more than 18,000 people are reported dead. Those are the latest figures subject to change, and we'll continue tracking them. Indonesian authorities report nearly as many dead in that country, and tens of thousands more still unaccounted for. The east coast of India lay directly in the path of Sunday's ocean waves. Relief worker Rena Samuel is there on a beach in the district called Cuddalore. She's working for World Vision, and she's on the phone now. Thanks for joining us. Can you describe what happened where you are?
I'm right now standing in a village in Cuddalore district, and what I could really see in front of me is that houses broken down, destroyed by this tsunami wave, and there is absolutely no life here. People have moved out of this village, and there are still bodies under these buildings which have not been removed, so there is a strong smell. And people are scared to come back because they fear that there might be another wave coming in. So it's absolutely, other than the birds, I cannot see anybody in this village.
I think we can faintly hear birds in the background. When you've spoken to people, how did they say that they survived this wall of water?
Actually, what most of them say is that they heard a noise. They had a noise. Like, I was just interviewing a small girl, a 10-year-old girl, who says that she heard like an aeroplane coming in, and when she saw that, she ran with her brother and sister. And along the bridge, the village is the other side of the bridge, so the only way it's connected to the rest of the town is through this bridge. So her presence of mind, she just ran with her brother and sister. She was playing in front of her house, and she could see the waves coming in, and she just ran for her life with them. And she was sitting in one corner, and later her mother found her in that community hall where they took shelter. So it's more of a noise is what that I keep hearing from people, that they realize.
And that's an interesting story because you say that children survived. We've been hearing that in many places children died by in even greater numbers proportionally than adults. It was even harder for them to get away.
Yeah, but the thing is that most of the children who could even realize, because what I'm told is that it basically took 2 minutes. It just gave them 2 minutes. Either we run for your life, and some people even attempted taking their goods. So when they tried to do that, they went along with the wave. It just was, and the entire event finished in 2 to 5 minutes, so that they could start. Because you see, most of the families have told me that they ran with nothing other than the clothes that they were wearing. So they basically have to start all over again in life, which is quite a traumatic. In 5 minutes of your life changed all over.
Was this a district where people had a lot of resources to begin with?
Not really. Most of the people lived on fishing, and they would go out in the sea to fish, and that was their livelihood.
This is not a place with bank accounts, with insurance, with much of anything.
No, none whatsoever.
And now even the boats are destroyed, I would assume.
Yeah, and one of the men while I was walking was telling me each boat cost at least 100,000 rupees.
Which is a lot of money there?
Yeah, a lot of money to start all over.
We've been talking to Rena Samuel. She works for World Vision, and she joined us from the east coast of India, one of the areas affected by the tsunami over the weekend. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.